Title: Double Drop Inspired Tension for Pyratradio Energy Intermediate. Alright, let's build that double drop inspired tension inside Ableton Live, but as a producer move, not a DJ mix. The goal is simple: make one track feel like two tunes are getting blended, teased, and then smashed together at the drop. Think pirate radio, late night signal interference, MC snippets, and that wait what's coming in. Feeling right before the impact. We're working intermediate level here. You should be comfortable in arrangement view, doing basic routing, groups, returns, and automation. Everything today is stock Ableton devices. First, set your tempo. Go 174 BPM. That's the sweet spot. Fast enough to feel proper drum and bass, but not so fast that the groove loses weight. Now, quick prep so the rest of the lesson feels DJ-like and fast. Make 5 groups: drums, bass, music, vocals/radio, and effects/rises. This is about speed and control. When we do the pull-up and the fake-outs, you do not want to be hunting through 20 tracks. Add 3 return tracks. Return A is a short reverb. Keep it tight. Decay somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds, a little pre-delay like 10 to 25 milliseconds, and filter it so it's not muddy. High cut around 7 to 10k, low cut around 180 to 300. Return B is your dub delay. Echo or delay works. Set the time to a quarter note or an eighth dotted, keep feedback controlled, like 20 to 35%, and filter it. High pass around 250, low pass around 6 to 8k. You want vibe, not a wash that eats your snare. Return C is parallel crunch. Put a saturator with soft clip on, drum bus with some drive, and EQ8 cutting lows below about 120. This is your turn it up without turning it up return. You can send snares, stabs, even a little hat into it for attitude. Optional, but powerful. Put a simple tension control rack on your mix bus or a Premaster group. Auto filter for global low pass sweeps, utility for width tricks, and a limiter just as safety. If you like working with macros, map a macro for low-pass sweep, one for width, and one for radio wet-dry later. This is how you get those big, dramatic moves without touching 20 lanes. Now the core concept. A double drop works because each tune has a recognizable identity. So we're going to create two identities inside the same project. Identity 1 is drop A. That's your main tune, usually in DNB. This is your rolling drums and your bass hook. Give it a stable foundation. A rolling two-step or steppy pattern, maybe a break layer, and a bass that feels like home bass. On the bass side, a really solid approach is a two-chain instrument rack. Chain 1, sub, operator on a sine wave. Add a little glide, like 60 to 120 milliseconds, just enough that notes connect with that slinky DNB feel. EQ8 low pass around 120 to 160. Then utility to keep it mono. Don't debate it, mono the sub. If you want width in the bass, do it above the sub. Chain 2. Mid or Reese. Wave eatable is perfect here. Use a saw blend, add unison in classic mode, maybe 15 to 35% amount. Put a filter on it and drive it a little for bite. Add saturator with soft clip if you need it. Then EQ it. High pass around 120 so it doesn't fight the sub. And if it's harsh, notch a little around 2 to 4k. That's drop A. The roll. The core. The thing that can play for 64 bars and still feel like the tune is driving. Identity 2 is drop B. This is the other record. It should be bold and DJ friendly, but it must not steal the show during the teaser phase. Choose one strong element, either jungle stabs, a different mid-bass call like a foghorn or neuro mid, or a vocal hook. For this lesson, a super practical option is jungle stabs. Make a stabs track in the music group. Use simpler with a one-shot chord stab sample, or use wave eatable with a chord preset if you prefer synthesis. Then process it like it belongs in a mix. EQ8 high pass around 200 to 350, a little saturation, a small amount of the short reverb return, and sidechain it to the kick so it breathes with the groove. 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction is plenty. Here's the key concept to remember. Drop A is the roll. Drop B is the statement. Now let's arrange like a DJ mix. DNB loves 16-bar logic. Even people who don't know music theory feel it in their body. So we'll build in 16-bar blocks and label them with locators. If you want the full blueprint, we're aiming at a 96-bar section. Bars 1 to 16. Drop a clean. Bars 17 to 32. Drop a plus a drop B teaser, filtered and half present. Bars 33 to 48. Tension build and fake out, with radio interference and drum reduction. Bars 49 to 64, the double drop, both identities full power. Bars 65 to 80, variation, swap elements, rotate fills. Bars 81 to 96, exit, mix out style, put locators on each block, color code drop a clips and drop B clips differently. It sounds basic, but it stops you getting lost when you start automating and slicing. Now we build the Pirate Radio tension lane. This is what makes it feel like a grimy broadcast, not just a generic breakdown. On your vocal slash radio group, create an audio effect rack called Radio TX. Start with EQ8, make it bandpass-ish. High pass around 250 to 400, low pass around 3.5 to 6K. Instantly sounds like a transmission. Add redux next, downsample somewhere around 2 to 6K, and bit reduction maybe 2 to 6, but go easy. DNB hates mush. We want grit, not a blanket over the mix. Automating downsample is amazing for intensity, by the way. It can feel like the signal is collapsing as you approach the drop. Add overdrive. Drive around 10 to 25%, set tone around 3 to 6K so it emphasizes presence. Add auto filter after that. Use it like a tuner. Bandpass or a narrow shape is great. Map the frequency to a macro called tune if you're doing macros. This is your searching the dial movement. Then add utility. You can widen the radio a bit, like 60 to 120% width, because it's not carrying sub anyway. That contrast is part of the assusion. Wide noisy transmission on top, tight mono sub underneath. Now, what do we feed into Radio TX? Use chopped MC phrases or station ID. Little noise bursts. Maybe resample one stab, hit and mangle it, or even take a tiny fragment of drop B's hook and slice it like it's being broadcast. A really good workflow tip. Resample 4 to 8 bars of your hook into audio, then slice it into these broadcast cuts. This is one of those producer moves that instantly makes it feel real, because it stops sounding like clean MIDI and starts sounding like captured audio. Now let's do the classic rave trick. The pull-up micro stop. At the end of bar 48, right before the double drop, we're going to cut almost everything for a quarter bar or a half bar. Not a full dramatic silence that kills momentum. Just enough to make the room lean forward. You can do this two ways. The clean way, put a utility on your drums group and bass group, and automate the gain to minus infinity for that tiny moment. Or the blunt way, delete the clips there. Either is fine. Just make sure you leave something, maybe the radio vocal tail, maybe a single snare flam, maybe a reverse crash. You want a thread that keeps the listener's brain connected so the drop hits harder. Now we need to make drop B's teaser feel like a DJ is bringing it in, not like you simply added another instrument. In bars 17 to 32, use three techniques together. Technique 1. Filtered intro. Put auto filter on the stabs or the drop B element. Start the filter relatively closed, like 300 to 800 HC so it's mostly mid and not too bright. Then open it over the 16 bars up into the 2 to 6K area. Keep the level lower than the real drop, minus 6 to minus 10 dB compared to where it will sit later. Technique 2. Rhythmic clash hints. Don't let it play constantly. Bring it in on off beats or only on bars 4, 8, 12, 16. Think like a DJ touching the fader, teasing the crowd, then pulling it back. Coach note here, treat drop B like a guest with a time limit. In the teaser phase, let it appear in 1 to 2 bar bursts, then vanish again. If it stays too long, it stops feeling like another record. Technique 3. Transition effects that suggest a second record. Beat repeat is perfect if you keep it tasteful. Set interval to 1 bar, grid to 1/8 or 1/16, chance around 10 to 25%, filter on and reduce lows. Then automate it on for 1 or 2 beats before key phrase edges. You're basically doing little DJ hands moments, not turning the whole tune into glitch. While you're doing all this, keep one thing sacred, the snare. The snare is the lighthouse. If the snare stops reading clearly on beats 2 and 4, the whole thing loses authority. If radio effects or stabs blur it, carve a pocket. Often it's a small space around 180 to 250 HC for body and 2 to 4K for crack. You don't need huge cuts. A couple dB in the right place can save the groove. All right, the double drop moment. Bars 49 to 64. Controlled chaos. This is where both identities hit together, but it still needs to be mixable and not collapse into limiter pumping. Start with frequency discipline. Decide who owns the true sub. Usually drop A. That means your drop A sub lives clean from roughly 30 to 90 HC, and drop B does not compete down there. If drop B is stabs, high pass them 200 to 350. If drop B is a mid bass, still make sure it's not generating heavy sub. Let it live in upper mids or a different mid pocket. If stabs fight your snare, do a small dip around 1.5 to 3K. If your Reese fights your stabs, consider dipping the Reese a little around 700 HC to 1.2K, depending on where the stab presence is. A nice advanced trick. Pick a narrow presence lane for the stabs, boost them a couple dB somewhere between 1 and 2.5k, then cut a little around 300 to 600 to reduce mud. Then on the reese, do the inverse, a gentle dip where you boosted the stabs. It makes both read clearer without actually raising volume. Next, sidechain like a DJ mix. Put a compressor on drop beat elements sidechained from the kick, or kick and snare bus if you prefer. Ratio 2 to 1 up to 4 to 1, attack 3 to 10 milliseconds, release 60 to 140, aiming for 2 to 5 dB of gain reduction. This is what keeps drop a punching while drop B rides on top like it's being mixed in. Now add crowd control automation so the double drop has an arc. Even 8 bars can tell a story. On bar 49, let it hit full. Then around bars 53 to 56, remove hats for 2 bars and add a radio shout. That creates space without losing momentum. Then bars 57 to 64, bring hats back, do one fill, open a filter slightly, or add a tiny push of drum bus drive, like plus 1 to plus 4. This gives the listener the feeling that it's evolving, not just looping. Coach note, one hero detail per phrase. Pirate Radio energy is personality, but if you do rewind shout, tape stop, delay throw, stutter and a riser all at once, it stops sounding like pirate radio and starts sounding like a plug-in demo. Pick one standout move per 16 bars. Now for a realism move that makes this whole thing feel like an actual blend. Resampling. Create a new audio track called Resample Print. Set its input to resampling. Record from bars 45 to 56, so you capture the build and the first half of the double drop. Now treat that audio like it's a DJ recording. EQ8. Gentle high pass around 30 Hz, tiny dips if there's a messy buildup. Add a touch of saturator for glue, and use auto filter for quick mixer sweeps, like a 1 to 2 bar move. Then blend that resample quietly under the original, or even swap it in just for the transition. This printed layer adds grit and coherence, and it can make your mix feel like it happened in the air, not inside a grid. Let's talk about common mistakes so you can avoid the classic headaches. Mistake 1. Both drops fight for the sub. That leads to pumping, weak impact, and a limiter doing violence. One true sub owner. Always. Mistake 2. The teaser is too loud too early. If drop B is basically full volume in bars 17 to 32, there's no reveal. This audio version is shortened for playback.